It's the Next Level Contractor Podcast.
Yeah, I'm talking about Mountain Dews, baby.
We are doing it every Monday at 7 a.m. with no bullshit, 30 minutes or less.
Eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Helping small businesses and contractors get better leads, better systems.
We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
And today, we are going to be talking about an SEO audit and how it will help you get more leads. This is for contractors and small businesses that have a website already. So if you don't have a website, you know, an SEO audit isn't going to do much for you. Skip this episode, get to the next one. But if you do have a website, this could be one of the most powerful ways for you to get more traffic from Google on your website and not from paid ads. So the worst part about paid ads is that you're sitting there paying every single month and you're not building a asset in your website. So paid ads just send people and then when you turn them off, they're gone. Whereas SEO and organic traffic, if you build up your site and you make it powerful and you make it effective and you make it into a magnet, it actually will pay you back even after you stop doing SEO. And I think of SEO as a powerful long-term system that you want to continually push into to get compounding benefits. But there is truth to the fact that there's a half-life about everything that you do on SEO. If you are aggressive about SEO, if you spend a bunch of time there, it's a long half-life. So you continue to get that benefit even if you stop completely. Before we get started, I want to say this. A lot of SEO companies are giving you a bloated SEO program that just is focused on audits. Audits and making little technical changes. So this is just the beginning of SEO. You should be following that up with content that's targeted for keywords on a regular basis, getting links back to the site through things like guest posting and skyscraper content, local directory listings, press releases, every way that you can possibly get links because they're a major advantage, and changes to the usability of the website to increase conversions and make the site easier to navigate. So if your SEO company is just spending a bunch of time on audits, they might be ripping you off with bloated services. Make sure you do the hard things for SEO like content linking and changes to the usability of the website. I want to give you what we handle with an SEO audit, and you can see on your website with a couple tools how to do this, how to fix these things, that kind of thing. A couple tools to use to do this. We use Screaming Frog, which is a premium tool, Ahrefs Technical Audit, which is a premium tool as well, and there's a free tool called SEO Optimer, SEOPTIMER.com. These are a couple tools to do this, but these are the types of things that an SEO audit covers. And you can just look at these things on your site even without a SEO audit tool, but I'd suggest at least starting with that SEO Optimer tool, checking these things out. The first thing is every single page on your website should have an H1. So this kind of tool will tell you, but it's basically like the code, the markup that says this is the heading of the page. And I've looked at sites that have been around for years and that they haven't had this markup in the code. So a tool like this can tell you very quickly whether or not the site, the pages have H1s or heading one tags. And if they don't, you can get in there and make a change. To add H1s, you want to have the most important words in those H1 tags or have your website people, if you have developers or internal marketing people, make sure that you have H1s on every single page. Number two, 301s. So our tool on Ahrefs that I use the most will tell me if we have a lot of 301s on the website, meaning are there a lot of pages that are getting redirected to other pages? And there's actually a loss of the type of power that comes through a link. So I always talk about this on stuff, but if you're new to this, there's power that goes through every single link on your website. And this is one of the most important things to think about when you're doing SEO, the power of those links. And 301s diminish the power of that. So you want to correct anything that's 301 redirecting and make sure that it's redirecting to the correct place and not just being redirected. Third, page speed. Damn, this is important. People don't understand how page speed will crush your website if your website is not optimized to this. And there's four things that I'd say every site should be doing, and they're not that hard, and you can do them pretty quick with a tool I'll tell you about. One is gzip compression. This just means the whole site, a lot of the assets can be compressed into smaller, they'll take up smaller space and they'll be easier for the browser to load. Caching. So we use WP Fastest Cache for caching. It's a wonderful tool. It's on WordPress. There's all kinds of caching tools. Every single content management system like WordPress, Squarespace, Wix, Weebly, Webs, these types of things should have some caching. If they don't, that's terrible. And WordPress definitely has it. WP Fastest Cache is a wonderful option for that. The next thing is image sizes. And you can really use a lot of free tools to make your images smaller. And I think this is one of the biggest opportunities for a lot of people, because when I compress things, I usually do it in WordPress, or sorry, I usually do it in Photoshop, but you can do it in TinyPNG, which is an online free tool. Using that TinyPNG tool, you can get your images smaller very quickly, and that is a huge saving in page speed a lot of times, especially if you're uploading like raw images from a camera, that's terrible. So get your images smaller. The next thing is a CDN. So we use WP Engine for hosting, but a lot of hosting, premium hosting sites will give you an option for a CDN. A CDN is a content delivery network, and really quickly, that just means they'll serve the website from a server that's nearby to the searcher. So it's weird, but basically if the server is really far away from the person searching, then it's gonna be a slower website. A CDN allows it to be served from somewhere nearby, so it's gonna be quicker. All right, the next thing is meta titles and descriptions. Wow, this one is absolutely crucial. Write meta titles and descriptions for key pages on your website. A meta title and description, what is that? That is the blue text. The meta title is the blue text that you see on Google search results. They'll literally take what you write and put it onto the Google search results. It's nuts. You can totally target these things, totally push up your traffic for certain terms if you target these well. They're incredibly important, and it's not that hard to, first of all, think creatively about what people are searching. And then, you know, if you hire an SEO company like us, we actually figure out what people are searching based on looking at Ahrefs and other tools like that to find the ones with the most volume and then target them. You can do it too, but a professional company has practiced this, has worked on this a lot, and so there's a lot of efficiencies to just hiring an SEO company, but meta titles and descriptions are really powerful. The next thing is thin and duplicate content. So if you have thin and duplicate content on your website, that will negatively affect your whole site and search results, because people are going to those pages and then bouncing right off. Sometimes WordPress will actually create extra pages like testimonials and stuff like that that don't need to be indexed. And you can just use a tool like Yoast SEO to de-index those things very quickly. You just tick, 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 I don't want this to be in search results, and it will fix that for you. The next thing is an SSL certificate. So why is an SSL certificate important for SEO? Well, Google wants to see that websites are taking security seriously. So this is just another way for Google to see whether a site is professional, and security is just part of what they're looking for. So it is a slight advantage if you have an SSL certificate on your website. How do you know if yours does or not? HTTPS at the beginning of the link. So look if there's HTTPS, and if there's not, work with your hosting provider or your website company to get an SSL certificate. Some of these things, some SEO companies are not doing that well for their clients. So we suggest kind of looking into these things yourself. So just because you have an SEO company doesn't mean that they're doing all the best things for you. Next, robots.txt and sitemap.xml. These are ways to tell Google how your website is structured, what you want indexed and what you don't want indexed. Like I said, Yoast SEO handles some of this for you, but we prefer a different WordPress plugin called Google XML Sitemaps, just because there's more granular control over what you do index and don't index. So these are things that we would do in an SEO audit. We strongly suggest that you make sure that these are good to go. Huge advantages to being found in search, huge advantages to doing an SEO audit. Another big piece to having solid SEO on your company's website is Google Analytics. So we believe you should be testing different things. You should be seeing how your traffic is trending, looking at how your traffic is doing year over year. And Google Analytics also allows you to look at historically how many leads you've been getting if you track conversions with Google Analytics. So we think it's really powerful to be able to track this stuff. We strongly suggest using Google Analytics, Google Search Console, and these tools will allow you to see how things are trending and compare year over year, month over month. Lastly, usability. So it's weird, but making sure that your website is easy to use is really powerful for SEO, and a couple things Google can actually see. So if you don't have your site mobile optimized, for instance, then Google can actually see that, and it will strongly affect your presence in search results. If it's not optimized for mobile devices, it's going to be very poorly ranked. So there are certain things that Google can see too, besides that, where things are overlapping or there's, you know, problems with the code. Google can see that and it will serve you further down as well. I went over those tools, but really quick, Screaming Frog, Ahrefs, SEO Optimer. And thank you for listening. This has been the Next Level Contractor Podcast. We're going to do it every Monday, 7 a.m., no bullshit, in 30 minutes or less, helping contractors and small businesses be more profitable with better leads and better systems. It's brought to you by Hook Agency at hookagency.com and at Hook Agency around the web. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful Monday and a wonderful week.